Hey, before we jump into the show, I wanted to give you a heads up that my free YouTube strategy class is available right now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. On the class, I reveal the one YouTube strategy we use at Think Media to generate over 330,000 views every single day. So if you're new to YouTube, this will help you start right and avoid mistakes. And if you're a YouTube pro, this training will help you multiply your growth. This class is 100% free and you can watch it now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. Now, let's jump into today's show. So imagine being able to create 7 videos all in one sitting. So now that if you were going to upload one a week, you would be 7 weeks ahead on your YouTube calendar. This is the type of thinking that will get your time back so that you have more sanity, more time with your family, more time working on your next project. Imagine being able to create multiple YouTube videos in one day with less stress, saving time, and getting more sanity back in your life. I'm excited for this episode of the Think Media Podcast because if you're like me, you're juggling a lot right now. You've got responsibilities, maybe family, maybe kids, maybe it's school or your 9-to-5 job or the responsibilities in your business. And so I've learned that it's so important that we have the right tools, strategies, and frameworks so that we can actually get more content done in less time so that we can tap into the benefits of YouTube, which is increased influence, more revenue, more money, more impact. And today's episode is brought to you by streamwiththink.com, but more on that later. Let's jump into it. So this is part one of our YouTube productivity series here at the Think Media Podcast. In this first episode, we're going to be talking about how to create more original content in less time. Make sure you're subscribed because in part two, we're going to be talking about how to repurpose your content. And then in part three, we're going to be talking about some of the best AI tools for saving time and getting more done. But in this first part, we're talking about creating more original content and less time. And I've got 2 big ideas for you today. And the first one is batch producing your videos. Now, you may be new to this concept, but if you've been hanging out with us for any length of time or creating content for any length of time, then you understand the power of batch producing videos. But I want to give you some new tips and even just encouragement to get back to the grind, back to work, and to schedule your next batch shoot. And so let's get on the same page as far as what is batch producing videos. Well, this is ultimately how I was able to grow my YouTube channel while I had a full-time job. Essentially, what we're doing is we're saving time by clustering tasks like the setting up of your camera, the setting up of lighting, the preparation of your video topics, the videos you want to shoot, even just the preparation of your mindset, wardrobe, and anything like that. And you're clustering it all together. I actually asked on Twitter for some of the entrepreneurs and creators following me if they batch produce content. And this is what Sherry, the biz starter, said. Yes, I do it to save setup time, makeup, etc. And when I batch create my videos, I do 5 to 7 in one sitting. So imagine being able to create 7 videos all in one sitting. So now that if you were going to upload one a week, you would be 7 weeks ahead on your YouTube calendar. So how do you do this? Step one, plan your videos beforehand. I've learned that it's very difficult to plan your videos and shoot your videos in the same day. It's almost like 2 different sides of the brain. One is kind of a research, writing, analytical side. And then the other side is the kind of creative, extroverted, actually needing to deliver the content, even if you're alone talking to a camera in your bedroom or home office. And so I actually am doing a batch of content right now, and I planned out today's videos on a Google Doc over the last week or so, maybe in a 4-hour block of time, and then another 1 hour to polish 8 different videos so I can sit down today and record them all in a row. And when you're planning your videos, you want to make sure you define your title. I actually like to know what my title is ahead of time. My title for this is Work Smarter, Not Harder, How to Create Multiple YouTube Videos in One Day. So going into the video, I know what the title is. What is the topic? You know the title and the topic, and even an idea of what the thumbnail could be. Now, when you plan ahead, you also give yourself an advantage by selecting topics that have the biggest opportunity of getting the most amount of reviews. For example, we talk about our ASQ strategy, answer specific questions. And if you're actually interested in topics that get the most views on YouTube, let me just point you to our free class at thinktubeclass.com. I teach 3 surefire video ideas guaranteed to get views. And that is some very important information when you're planning out a batch of videos. So check that out in the show notes, but let's get into step 2. The second step is to create an outline or script out the content. So once you've defined the topic, the title, and the thumbnail, then I like to figure out, okay, what's the structure? Is there points? And I don't script my videos word for word, but I definitely create an outline. You'll notice that some people, when they watch the video version of the podcast, they say, why are you looking down? And I say, well, one, it's because I've got notes. And 2, well, it's a video podcast. And so I understand that it's not a super 2-camera delivered video like a traditional YouTube video, but I'm okay with that because of the nature of the content. What am I looking at? What am I reading from? I'm reading from an outline. I'm reading from the organization. And when you think about planning your content ahead, today I'm doing a bunch of talking head videos, me direct to camera, direct to audio, but there's also a couple different types of content that you could batch produce. For example, you could do multiple interviews. I love the story of Jamie Tardy, the eventual millionaire. She got clear on her content strategy and started a video podcast interviewing millionaires virtually. And so she figured out her content strategy. It was a video podcast, an interview show. And not only that, because of honoring family and other things in her business and other responsibilities, she said, I'm only going to schedule these interviews on Monday. I'm going to schedule them back to back to back to back, clustering that energy, clustering that effort. And what's cool about this is it doesn't matter where you are in the world, using simple software, you can have a guest jump on, interview them, and then turn that into a YouTube video and an audio podcast and have a sustainable content format that builds your brand. That's why we wanted to bring today's episode to you by streamwiththink.com, because if this was the content format you wanted to lean into, then I highly recommend using StreamYard. StreamYard is the tool we use for doing interviews, live streams, but one of my favorite features is their perfect record feature. So for the Think Media podcast, when I interview a guest virtually, they jump on StreamYard and it's being captured to the guest's hard drive as well as my hard drive, and it uploads a high quality version all to the cloud so that you can either just export it as it is, or you have each angle isolated in 1080p high resolution with great audio that's uploaded separately so that a professional edit of that interview can be done afterwards. So if you want to keep it super simple, StreamYard is perfect. Or if you want to go a little bit more advanced, a little extra crispy, as we say here at Think Media, it is an incredible tool. It does a lot more than what I'm even talking about, but for video podcasting, it is a must. And so you can go to streamwiththink.com or check out the link in the show notes to grab a free trial of StreamYard and get started with your batch production interviews right away. And so we're talking about different kinds of content that you could batch produce. You could batch produce a bunch of interviews in a row. You could batch produce a bunch of talking head videos in a row. You could also batch produce multiple YouTube shorts. Perhaps you've seen across social media on Instagram Reels or TikTok or YouTube Shorts what has kind of been known as the Alex Hormozi style videos, where he's talking straight to camera, there's captions on screen, and they're not just a clip taken from a conversation somewhere else, they're actually structured content that he's delivering. There's a hook to it, there's content in the middle, and I've done a shoot like that 2 times now with about 20 to 25 shorts all in one batch. Again, I prepare ahead of time. I get an idea of what the hook is. Maybe if it's going to loop, I kind of script the beginning and the end so that it can loop on social media. But whether you really dial in all the details or just plan out some good topics, it's a powerful way to create multiple videos in one sitting. And when it comes to vertical video, perhaps you want to upload those more regularly than once a week. And so if you shoot something like 20 or 25, which, take a breath, I know that might sound intimidating, but just like anything else, it's kind of like a muscle that you grow up into. It's like an endurance that you grow into, where that definitely sounds overwhelming at the start, but it can become pretty practical when you get into the rhythm and the habit and the discipline of content creation. And then the final step when it comes to batch producing content and creating more videos in one day is filming the videos. Now that's actually gonna be part four in this series, so make sure you're subscribed. But let's talk about another big idea for how you could get more content done in less time. Okay, so our second big idea is to create more shorter videos. Essentially, if you were going to prepare some content that was gonna turn into a 12 or 18 minute or 25 minute video, what would happen if you turn that into multiple videos? One of the truths about YouTube is that if you double your uploads, you can double your views. I know that it's not always guaranteed, but let's say you're used to getting 100 views per video. If you upload two videos, then you're probably gonna get 200 views. And oftentimes it becomes exponential because if you can increase the amount of videos you're uploading to YouTube, one will get 100, one will get 80, but then one will get 2,235. And you're getting more chances to have a breakout video, a VFM video. VFM means viral for me. One video that gets above and beyond what you typically get for views. This actually reminds me of a story of when I went to the Mukilteo Ferry with my mom. We were on a date day and we were gonna go to the islands in Washington State. And as we were waiting for the ferry to arrive, we grabbed a cup of coffee and we were walking along the deck, enjoying the sunrise, looking at the beautiful views, when we noticed a fisherman that was there fishing in the Puget Sound. But what was unique about this fisherman is he didn't just have one fishing pool. He actually had eight fishing pools set up along the railing on the dock. Now, why would he do this? Well, he had more opportunities to catch fish. He had more hooks in the water, multiple fishing poles, and he was just sitting there in a beach chair monitoring these different poles to see if one of them was to get a bite, ultimately increasing his chances of getting a catch. I love this story because it illustrates the principle on YouTube of more uploads give you more opportunities for views, subscribers, and growth. And so the million-dollar question is, how can I create more uploads in less time? And our second big idea is, let's create more shorter videos. And so one example is, ask this question: could I make three quality shorts instead of one longer video? Perhaps you're gonna deliver a video that has three big points. It's gonna take you around 7 minutes after the edit. Well, could that information be delivered in YouTube Shorts instead? A little bit more polish, a little bit more energy, but now you have stretched the one upload into three. And when it comes to staying consistent on YouTube, maybe you look ahead and you think, oh, I wanna go on vacation or I wanna take a month off. And certainly you could just stop uploading, but when you multiply your uploads, this also gives you the opportunity to schedule a few uploads. So while you're gone, videos are still coming out. So if you had 4 points in one video, those could become a YouTube short. Instead of, here are four tips for saving money on your taxes, you could say, here is one tip you need to know about saving money on your taxes. Four different videos, one tip each, four different uploads. This is one of our favorite strategies that we talk about in our Video Ranking Academy community. And I actually asked some of our VRA students, how are they using the series strategy? Jen DeVore Richer shares tips for business owners on how to outsource your marketing. And this is what she said: next week, I'm releasing my first series, one video each week for 7 weeks. Each video is an overview of a chapter in my book. The first video is the overview. The second video is chapter one, etc. The book is about outsourcing and delegation. This is an amazing tip from Jen because not only is she creating a series, but she's also leveraging content that she's already developed elsewhere in book format to create videos from it so she doesn't have to reinvent the wheel as much. This is the type of thinking that will get your time back so that you have more sanity, more time with your family, more time working on your next project. Lewis said, I have 10 shorts as a series and I'm planning to upload one per day. So of course you could do random shorts that have nothing to do with each other, or you actually could deliver shorts in a series and certain viewers could be piqued in their interest to go check out your library and see the other videos in the series. But you may be wondering, Sean, how can I do this if I'm not teaching direct to camera or interviewing and doing education? And I love this example from Marco. He said, I'm currently working on a series where I visit towns in a single province in Italy and present local food and tour homes for sale. It's easy to group them all in a series since I batch shoot them all in a week. The next series will be in a different region and province. So what we've discovered is that travel channels can do this as well, or even vlogging channels. Instead of perhaps releasing a vlog of an entire day, you could actually break the day into parts. If something interesting is happening in the beginning of the day, in the middle, and in the end, instead of one 20-minute vlog, it could be three 5-minute vlogs. Instead of one video trying to cram your entire experience at a theme park, you could cover specific aspects of the theme park, spend one day filming at Disney World, and turn it into 3 or 6 or 10 different videos. So the two big ideas to help you get more done in less time are tapping into the power of batch producing your videos and creating more short videos. Subscribe for part two because I'm going to be revealing our Think Media strategies for multiplying your content even more using AI tools and smart content repurposing. And check out streamwiththink.com. There's a link in the show notes, and this will give you a free trial on our favorite software for live streaming across multiple platforms, but also for batch producing podcasts. Many times from my home office, I will use StreamYard's Perfect Record feature to record YouTube videos and video podcasts. It's so easy to use. It's all web-based. It's packed with lots of very cool tools. And for the serious content creator that wants to start getting more views and more growth and have better tools behind you, I highly recommend checking out streamwiththink.com. And if you found this content valuable, rate, review, and like wherever you watch or listen. I appreciate you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode.